KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Residents in Greenwood Park are calling on the eThekwini municipality to improve its response time for major faults like power and water. On Friday, community members reported that a burst main pipe was shooting water several meters into the air on Park Station Road. Chairperson for the Evoca Ratepayers and Residents Association, Andrew Ackers, says it took the municipality nearly 24 hours to repair the pipe.
Thousands of kiloliters have been wasted in the process. There was a contractor that was standing by for afternoon waiting to start the job, but he couldn't do anything.
Meanwhile, the eThekwini Ratepayers and Residents Association says it will voice its unhappiness over adjustments to the city's new tabled tariffs. On Friday, Mayor Olisi Kaunda announced during a council meeting the reductions following objections by over 12,000 residents. Water has come down to 12.9% from 14.9%, while electricity has been dropped to 12.72%. Increases for rates, sanitation and refuse have also been adjusted down. However, ERA's chairperson Ish Pillard says they're still too high.
With the residents are borrowing money to pay their high bills at present, residents are signing AODs at municipal offices just to keep the lights on. And can you imagine what the increase is going to do to them? The added stress of debt, the stress to ensure the residents have sufficient funds to the bill, etc. This is going to impact negatively on the ratepayer and the resident. And the problem is, I don't think the municipal officials look at all these things.
And further afield, Kenyan President William Ruto has delayed the reopening of schools scheduled for next week due to the looming threat of Cyclone Haidea. The decision follows devastating floods that have claimed over 200 lives and displaced more than 150,000 people. With many schools submerged or damaged, learners will have to wait for new reopening dates. A cyclone has since killed 155 people in neighbouring Tanzania. Durban, Richards Bay, Margate, Underberg and Kokstad 27, Pietermaritzburg 32, Mooi River 28, Ladysmith 29, Newcastle and Ulundi 30 degrees. You've got 2 meter high swells in Durban this afternoon with sunset at 17 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.